Well, good morning, and how are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
Oh, we're doing just fine, and we're only 10 minutes late, so we're improving on our end.
Yeah, you're good.
Yes.
The first thing that I have is Demi Martinez, he's the one who asked for a Spanish interpreter.
Okay.
I have Ms. Rios who's going to help us out with that.
Okay, so you have Mr. Martinez, and you have an interpreter on your end?
Yes.
Let's see, now who has Mr. Martinez? I don't know where my paperwork is.
It's not on there. Miguel Martinez?
Miguel Martinez?
Oh, I have it.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay, well, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct this hearing, will chair this hearing at this time to Mr. Martinez. Mr. Martinez?
Okay, very good. We hand the phone over to Ms. Rios, and you guys can get started here.
Okay, well, thank you so very much.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct, will chair this hearing at this time. So we'll be ready in just a few moments, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, good morning. And Miss, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name, the interpreter.
Yes, my name is Martha Rios.
Martha Rios?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. Is it possible, is there a speakerphone there that you can use so Mr. Martinez can at least hear what we say?
Not that I know, there's no speakerphone here. Let me double check.
We'll continue this way. This is fine. Thank you for asking. So, Ms. Rios, can you please ask Mr. Martinez to give his name and his ADC number for the record? Thank you, and good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation on the warrant of arrest.
Yes.
And Mr. Martinez should have been given a form notifying him about this hearing. And I see that he signed his form on September 28th. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct.
Thank you. And on that form were his hearing rights, and one of his rights is that he could hire an attorney to represent him at his expense. I don't see an attorney, so is he representing himself today?
Yes, I will represent myself.
Oh, thank you so much. And Ms. Rios, please let me know if I'm giving you too much information to translate at a time.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'll try to give you brief sentences. But first, I'd like to introduce Mr. Martinez to the members of the board who are conducting this hearing. So starting from the far end of the bench, the farthest end from me, where I'm pointing, is Mr. David Neal, the Honorable David Neal.
Le va a introducir a los miembros del board ahí, al por lo último está el señor Neal, Mr. Neal.
Right.
Okay.
Next is the Honorable Michael Johnson.
El siguiente es el honorable juez, Michael Johnson.
Thank you. And in the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright.
en el centro salud, el doctor Dr. C.T. White.
Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quiñones. Thank you. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chairman for your hearing today. Thank you. And I'd also like to introduce you to our community corrections officer. And there you see him on the video now. And his name is Mr. Oliveri. And Mr. Oliveri represents the Department of Corrections and Mr. Martinez's parole officer. Thank you, Ms. Rios. I need to swear both Mr. Martinez and Mr. Oliveri in. So, Mr. Martinez and Mr. Oliveri, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm.
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez and Mr. Oliveri. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if Mr. Martinez violated the conditions of community supervision. And phase two, to determine if supervision should be continued or revoked.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. So, Mr. Martinez, I'm going to read information from the warrant. And as I read this allegation to you, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. So, and board, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay, and the board will make the final determination as to whether Mr. Martinez violated the conditions. Okay, good. Thank you, both of you. We'll now start phase one of the hearing, and this is the one and only allegation on this warrant. And it says that Mr. Martinez has violated the conditions of supervision and has lapsed or is probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company by violating condition of supervision number one, by failing to report to his assigned parole officer within one working day after his release on or about September 13th, 2013. His whereabouts were unknown. He was an absconder from supervision.
Señor Martínez, el primer punto es, se está alegando que usted violó la condición de reportarse con su oficial de parole el primer día después de septiembre 13, que no se reportó con.
Correct.
It is correct.
That's true. Okay, thank you so much. All right, then based on Mr. Martinez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Give me one moment while I fill out some paperwork here. Thank you. Thank you. so much. All right, and we'll now move to phase two of the hearing. And in phase two... Okay, and in phase two, we determine if the community supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, Mr. Oliveri from the Department of Corrections will give us additional information, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Martinez was released from the Department of Corrections on September 13th of 2013. He was arrested on August 29th of 2017 by Kissimmee Police Department in Florida on an absconder warrant only. He was returned back to DOC custody on September 7th of 2017. He has 1,446 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on January 27th of 2018. Current conviction, 2012, domestic violence, 1 year, 6 months. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-1. His mental health score is a 1, and his substance abuse score is a 2. There is no STG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision, and he has no disciplinary history. Other arrest, 2002, aggravated DUI, Nevada, misdemeanor conviction, probation.
2004. Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am. Can you just give me a
couple of seconds, please? Because I'm making my notes here.
Okay.
And
unfortunately, my pen ran
out of
ink.
Doesn't that
always happen? So sorry. Please
give me a second.
Thank you very much for your help.
Gosh.
I was trying to write old number.
Thank you very much, Ms. O'Leary. So, is that okay if you can start? I got here only when he got arrested on August 29, 2017 from Florida.
Okay, and you would like me to pick up from there?
Yes, please.
Okay.
That way I can explain it to him.
Okay, he was arrested on August 29th, 2017 by the Kissimmee Police Department in Florida on an absconder warrant only. He returned back to DOC custody on September 7th of 2017. He has 1,446 days abscond time. 1,446 days of scon. His projected supervision end date will be on January 27th of 2018.
Okay.
His current conviction in 2012, domestic violence. He received 1 year, 6 months.
Okay.
He has no prior convictions. He has only one term with ADC. His CU and IR scores off of Ames are 2-1. Mental health score of a 1, and a substance abuse score of a 2. He has no STG gang information, no prior terms of supervision, and no disciplinary history.
Okay, let me interpret this for him, okay? Okay, Señor Martínez, a usted tenía que haberse reportado en septiembre 13 del 2013 por su paro. Lo arrestaron en agosto 29 del 2017 en la policía de Florida por haberse reportado, volvió al Departamento de Correccionales en septiembre 7 de 2017 por 1,446 días de no haberse reportado. El término que se proyecta, que se termine su supervisión, sería en enero 27 de 2018. Y ahorita tiene una, bueno, tenía una pendiente que fue en el 2012, un incidente que fue violencia doméstica, y le dieron un año 6 meses. No tiene ninguna otra convicción anteriormente, y regresó aquí, está con el Departamento de Correccionales, nada más es la primera vez que he estado aquí. Y sus números son, sus scores a nivel de 2-1, mentalmente tiene número 1, abuso de sustancias ilegales es el número 2, no tiene ninguna relación con ninguna pandilla y no tiene ningún récord de disciplinario.
Está bien.
Es correcto.
Ok, ma'am, I've got a couple other things to go over real quick. His other arrests in 2002, aggravated DUI, Nevada, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2004, aggravated DUI, Colorado, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, interfering with judicial process, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. And also in 2010, interfering with judicial process, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk level is a G1, B1. And that is all.
Los que tienen ellos ahí también tienen unos cargos que fueron en 2002, DUI, DUI de Nevada, lo hicieron bajo el provisional. En 2004, DUI en Colorado, también tuvo. También pusieron por la situación en el 2010, violencia doméstica en Arizona, en el 2010, interviniendo por algún proceso en Arizona también, en 2010, traspaso criminal fue en Arizona también, en el 2010, y detuvo también, interviniendo por algún proceso también en Arizona.
Sí,
es correcto.
Thank you, Ms. Rios. It looks like, it appears that Mr. Martinez has a release date of January 27th of 2018, which is just a few months away. If he would prefer, we can just let him, he can just continue and kill his number. If we could just make him that offer at this point, that would be one option for him.
Señor Martínez, al parecer ahorita su cuando se vence su ya definitivamente de